Our Lord here in this gospel passage is giving us a lesson he actually repeats many times over in different ways. But he is telling us who are those who are worthy of entering the kingdom of heaven. And he uses the analogy of the wedding feast, or the feast, great dinner. He has everything prepared. And then he invites his chosen guests. And they all excuse themselves, one after the other. Now, who are these guests? Of course, the master in this parable, of course, is Jesus himself, who has prepared for us already a place in the kingdom of heaven. And he waits for us to make that choice to enter. But how easily we fall back onto ourselves and excuse ourselves one way or another. We seek ourselves. Not that some of these things that these people here have said are necessarily in themselves bad things, but when the Master, when our Lord himself calls and we turn away, that is a bad thing. That isn't good. You see, our God is calling us, and he's called each one of us. And he's waiting for us to respond. Now, what does the Master do here? When none of the chosen guests come, go out to the streets and the byways and bring in all of the poorest of the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame. Those who willingly do make that choice, but are unable, as it were, to come of their own. They need that guidance and help to get there. Go out and reach out. And when the banquet room is still not filled, go out to the highways and hedgerows, even to the hidden places. Everywhere. Wherever you find someone. Our Holy Father today makes that one of his most prominent themes, to go out and reach out to the peripheries everywhere, to bring the faith to those people, to reach out. We are called to do the same, as it were, each in our own way. But we're all called to live and practice our faith in such a way that first, we are sanctifying ourselves. We are responding to our call to holiness. And by the example we give, bring others in too. Today we celebrate a saint who did that in perhaps a rather peculiar way, but he did. He was the son of a prominent Italian family. His uncle was Pope Pius IV. And so, as was very customary in those days, we are in the, I believe it's in the mid-1400s, maybe 1500s, right after the Council of Trent. And it was not uncommon for the Pope to choose a nephew within his family and create him a cardinal, and that's what happened with Charles Borromeo. While he was still yet a deacon, he was created cardinal and appointed Archbishop of Milan. The only thing is, his father would not let him leave Rome. He kept him close to him at the Vatican at this point, as they were beginning to implement the directives of the Council of Trent. So for some years, Charles could not work in his diocese. He had to stay near his uncle in Rome. Finally, after many years, his uncle allowed him to go take possession of his diocese, and he did. And he began to implement those directives of the Council of Trent with very many reforms to bring back the people of his diocese to the practice of that faith. And he did that with the reforms he initiated, but also with a very penitential life. fact, there's one, I recall one depiction of him where he's actually wearing the cord around his neck. I believe he was a cord bearer of St. Francis, actually. But he only had a few years to complete the task. God called him at a rather young age, at only 46. But he worked ardently, a lot, of course, one can imagine that the revolts, the responses of his clergy who had fallen into a lax way of life. And he sought to discipline them and bring them back to a true living of their call. In any case, a much, much tribulation in the short time he had, that's what he did. He sought to reach out and bring this faith, the faith, to his people, the people of his diocese, responding as ardently and as generously as he could to his call to holiness. And thus he is the saint he is today. Let us then, as we reflect on his life, as we pray for his intercession, seek on ourselves to imitate that call, respond to that call that we have, every one of us has, to holiness, to truly live our faith, to be an example, to witness that way to our faith and fill the heavenly banquet. Praised be Jesus and Mary.